Title: Creating Jungle Drones from Field Recordings Intermediate. All right, let's build some proper jungle atmosphere from field recordings inside Ableton Live. The goal today is to take something real-world like a train station, wind, room tone, traffic, machinery and turn it into an evolving drone that sits under your brakes and bass like it's always belonged there. This is intermediate level, so I'm assuming you're already comfortable with audio tracks, basic EQ, and moving around Ableton quickly. The workflow is simple and repeatable. Clean, add texture, resample, shape, arrange. And by the end, you'll have three layers from one recording: a subdrift layer, a gritty mid texture, and a wide air bed, plus a setup you can reuse again and again. Before we touch Ableton, one mindset shift: the best drone material is often the boring part. Not the interesting event, not the door slam, not the shout. It's the steady noise floor between the events. That consistent nothing happening section is where the magic is, because it gives you something stable to sculpt. Step 0, pick a field recording that actually works. Good choices are places with consistent noise: tunnels, train stations, ventilation hum, distant traffic, rain on a window, wind, power lines, big industrial rooms. Even a crowd can work if you want that old documentary vibe, but steady sources are easier. And a quick coaching note: audition the noise floor. Solo the recording, turn your monitoring up slightly, and scrub through until you find a section where the spectrum feels consistent for at least 5 to 20 seconds. If you can find 20 seconds, amazing. If not, we'll loop it. Step 1. Import and prep the audio. Clean, but not sterile. Drag your field recording onto an audio track. First thing, turn warp off initially. We don't want time stretch artifacts yet. We want the raw recording behaving normally while we choose our section. Now highlight a portion with minimal sudden transients. You're listening for no clanks, no loud footstep spikes, no sudden harsh events. Then do a simple cleanup chain. Put utility first and set gain so your peaks are roughly around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Give yourself headroom. Field recordings can hide low-end energy and surprise peaks, and it gets messy fast once you start saturating and reverbs. Then add EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 25 to 40 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. We're not making a sub bass yet. We're removing unusable rumble. If there's a painful whistle or a resonant tone that's stabbing your ear, do a narrow notch cut, maybe minus 6 to minus 12 dB, just enough to make it workable. Optional safety move while you're experimenting: put a limiter at the end of the chain with a ceiling at about minus 1 dB. This is not for loudness, it's a seatbelt. Once the sound is designed, you can disable or remove it. Goal of this step: remove junk, keep character. Step 2. Make it infinite. Create a seamless loop. You've got two reliable options. First is crossfade looping in arrangement view. Duplicate your clean section end to end. Then overlap them slightly, like 1 to 2 seconds. Add a fade out on the first clip and a fade in on the second. You're basically creating a smooth handoff so the loop point disappears. Once it sounds seamless, consolidate. Second option is clip looping with fades, which is great for shorter loops. Double-click the clip, enable loop, set the loop brace around the most stable area, and use clip fades right at the loop boundary. If you hear a click, don't fight it with processing. Move the loop points. A tiny adjustment often fixes it. Your standard for success here is simple: can this loop run for 64 bars without you noticing where it restarts? Step 3. Turn the field recording into a playable drone instrument. Instead of keeping it as a static audio clip, we're going to load it into Sampler so we can pitch it, filter it, and modulate it like an instrument. Create a new MIDI track, drop Sampler on it, and drag the audio into Sampler. Set a root key. If the recording has an obvious pitch, match it. If not, just pick C3 as a reference so you have a consistent workflow. Now switch samplers looping on and choose a stable section inside sampler. The big one here is crossfade. Turn on loop crossfade so the loop point doesn't click or pulse. That crossfade is one of the main reasons sampler is so good for drones. Turn on the filter in sampler. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter. Start cutoff around 3 to 8kHz. We'll shape it later. Keep resonance low. Jungle drones tend to feel like air and pressure, not peaky synth resonance, unless you're doing a specific effect. Now add movement. Add an LFO map to filter frequency. Set it really slow, like 0.03 to 0.12 Hz. That's not rhythmic wobble. That's evolving. Keep the amount subtle. 5 to 20% kind of subtle. Optionally add a second LFO to pitch, but be gentle. We're talking plus or minus 3 to 10 cents. Just drift. If it starts sounding seasick, back it off. The goal: It breathes without sounding like an obvious synth preset. Step 4. Build 3 layers from same source. Sub, mid, and air. Duplicate this MIDI track twice so you have 3 identical drone instruments. Rename them Drone SUB, Drone Mid, and Drone Air. And here's a teacher rule that will save your mixes. Treat drones like supporting actors. They do not need to be full-range heroes. Each layer needs a job. Sub is pressure and continuity. Mid is character and motion. Air is glue and depth. If a layer doesn't have a clear role, mute it. Seriously, muting is a sound design technique. Let's do the sub layer first. On drone sub, start with EQ8. Low pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. You're intentionally making it narrow band. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. Then add saturator. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. We're not trying to obliterate it. We're trying to create controlled harmonics so it reads on smaller speakers and feels tense without being a clean sign. Then utility. Set widths to 0%. Mono. Always. Stereo sub is how you get phase problems in clubs and on big rigs. Keep it mono, then set the level low. The sub drone should be felt more than heard. Optional but super practical. Sidechain compress it from the kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so you don't completely destroy the front edge of the drone. Release somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You just want the kick to punch through without the drone fighting it. Now the mid layer. On drone mid, this is where jungle identity lives. Use amp, stock Ableton, try blues or rock. Keep gain low to mid. If you instantly think that's distortion, you probably went too far. We want grit that integrates, not a guitar solo. Then add auto filter. Choose band pass or low pass depending on how narrow you want it. You can do rhythmic movement by syncing the LFO rate to the project, like 1/8 to 1/2 notes. Or you can keep it free running for a more organic evolution. Map that LFO to cutoff and find a movement depth that feels alive but not distracting. Add a touch of chorus ensemble if you want subtle thickening. Then EQ8 again, because this layer can easily step on your break. Watch the 2 to 5 kHz region. That range is where a snare crack and a lot of perceived punch lives. If your break starts losing bite, this is usually why. Now the air layer. On drone air, start with EQ8 and high pass it around 2 to 5 kHz. You're making a haze layer, not a bright full range mess. Add hybrid reverb. Usually keep shimmer off because it can get too pretty and cinematic. Try a hall or plate. Decay around 4 to 12 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 40 milliseconds to keep it from smearing immediately. Mix around 20 to 40%, unless you want to do it properly on a return at 100% wet. Then utility width, something like 130 to 170%, and an auto pan, very slow, like 0.02 to 0.08 Hz. The movement should be felt, not heard. Blend rule. Sub is quiet but present, mid gives identity, air gives depth. Now, quick mix coaching tip. Reference at low volume. Turn your speakers or headphones down until the break is barely audible. If the drone is still super obvious, it's too loud, or too mid-forward. Drones usually sit surprisingly low in jungle. Step 5. Resample. Print the vibe. This is a huge part of the old school glue. Create a new Audivo track called Drone Resample. Set its input to resampling, arm it, and record 16 to 64 bars while you tweak things. Move the filter cutoff, ride the reverb decay, push saturation a bit, adjust LFO rates, perform it like an instrument. And here is a pro workflow. Print multiple takes. Do 2 or 3 passes. Label them a COM, B tense, C destroyed. That way you have arrangement options without adding extra plugins or automation complexity later. Once you've recorded, consolidate the best chunk. Now it's one audio bed. Easy to edit, easy to arrange. Optional but very jungle. Turn warp on for the resampled audio and experiment with texture mode. Grain size around 80 to 200, flux around 10 to 25. This can add that worn pirate radio haze. Complex Pro is smoother but heavier on CPU. Texture is often that's the one choice for grit. Step 6. Make it musical. Pitch and note choices. Drones don't need full chord progressions, but intentional tuning makes them sit with bass in a way that feels inevitable. Pick a root note matching your track key. Dark keys like F, G, or A sharp are common, but use whatever your tune is in. Keep the sub layer in that F1 to A1 territory. Roughly speaking, mid and air can sit 1 or 2 octaves up. Quick method, drop a tuner on the resampled drone track, then adjust transpose on the clip by semitones until it locks with your bass. If it suddenly feels calmer and more in the track, You found the pocket. If it feels like it's fighting, transpose again. If your drone is very noisy and the tuner struggles, don't panic. You can still tune by ear against the bass root note, or you can use resonators as a tonal extractor. Put resonators after the drone, lower the dry signal and tune resonators to root and fifth. It's a clean way to imply musical pitch without forcing the whole recording to become a note. Step 7. Arrangement. Where drones actually win. In the intro, try air only, wide, and filtered. Bring in mid quietly with a low pass opening slowly. Keep it DJ mix friendly for 16 to 32 bars. Stable, low mid light. Not too dramatic. In the pre-drop, add mid movement. If you want tension, automate reverb decay longer as you approach the drop. Even a tiny pitch rise, like 1 to 2 semitones over 16 bars, can feel massive in jungle because it's subtle but emotionally loud. At the drop, pull the air down 1 to 3 dB if your cymbals get crowded. Keep the sub drone very low, mono, and preferably side-chained. This is the part where the drone should feel like pressure under the groove, not a pad on top of it. In breakdowns, swap to your most degraded resample take. Let the warped, textured version eat the space. Then reintroduce the cleaner one for contrast when you rebuild. Also, a fun transition trick. Make impact tails from your drone. Take a 1 to 2 second slice right before a transition, slam it into a big reverb, resample that tail, then reverse it into the next section. It sounds like a riser, but it's made from your own atmosphere, so it feels cohesive. Step 8. Build a macro setup so you can recall this fast. You can group the three layers and control key parameters with macros. The idea is, next project, you drop in a new field recording, and you've got a whole jungle atmosphere machine ready. Suggested macro ideas, one for tone, mapping the mid and air filter cutoffs, one for dirt, mapping saturator drive or amp gain, one for space, mapping reverb mix or decay. This audio version is shortened for playback.